She resurrected nothing but the cat. Well, I never did see the beat of that boy. She went to the open door and looked out among the tomato vines and gypsum weeds that constituted the garden. No Tom. So she lifted up her voice at an angle calculated for distance and shouted, "You, Tom!" There was a slight noise behind her, and she turned just in time to seize a small boy by the slack of his roundabout and arrest his flight. "There. I might have thought of that closet. What you been doing in there?"
"Nothing.
Nothing. Look at your hands. Look at your mouth. What is that truck?" "Well, I know it's jam. That's what it is. 40 times I've said you didn't let that jam alone, I'd skin you. Hand me that switch." The switch hovered in the air. The peril was desperate.
"My, look behind you, Aunt."
The old lady whirled around and snatched her skirts out of danger. The lad fled on the instant, scrambled up the high board fence, and disappeared over it. His Aunt Polly stood surprised a moment and then broke into a gentle laugh. "Hang the boy, can't I ever learn anything? Ain't he played me tricks enough like that for me to be looking out for him by this time? But old fools is the biggest fools there is. He's full of the old scratch by a